Maurice Davis, Trump gave poor folks a voice, Democrats never did anything for us. By Robert Krajicek on October 30, 2020. Flint City Council member Maurice Davis joined Thursday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Tonight with host Jill Polak to discuss his endorsement of President Donald Trump. He said the president has given a voice to poor Americans, whereas Democrats have never done so. A lot of people voting for President Trump. But they've just got to be on the down low, and I'm saying pull the cover off of the Democrat Party, Davis said. Stand up and be a man. I've been threatened with a recall in my council seat. And when, Donald Trump, said what do you have to lose? I can lose a council seat, but we've got everything as a nation to gain. Especially this city that's so impoverished. We've got somebody that's going to help us, said Davis of Trump. The narrative with President Obama and everyone else is middle class and upper class. But with the administration of President Trump, everybody feels included. Listen. The 64-year-old Davis described himself as a lifelong resident of Flint and a lifelong Democrat, while reflecting on water contamination in his city. To this day, we still don't have clean drinking water, stated Davis. It's hard to get the kind of help because it seems like poor folks don't get the same treatment. We get a different treatment in a poor environment or community. I've been a Democrat. I thought things would change, but you know what? Suddenly a light clicked on. Every year say, go vote. Go vote, but nothing is happening. We see politicians year after year. Davis recalled Trump's visit to a water treatment facility in Flint while campaigning in 2016. It really impressed me how then-candidate Trump came straight to Flint, he came to the poor side of town, Davis stated. First time I ever remember seeing this, and he went to the water plant. I could feel his compassion. Finally someone had some compassion for poor folks. And it really moved me to pay more attention. After that, when he became President Trump, Ben Carson brought $30 million up here to help a poor community relocate out of a floodplain. The Trump administration's actions speak volumes to the poor folks all over this nation that never had a voice, Davis declared. Democrats never did anything for us. When Trump said, "Drain the swamp," finally someone really meant it, and that's what we're getting, he said. Another thing that really sparked my interest about President Trump was when he said, "What do you have to lose?" In 2016, Trump said to Black Americans, "Today I am asking for the vote of every single African American citizen in this country who wants to see a better future. Look how much African American communities have suffered under Democratic control. To those I say the following, what do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What do you have to lose? Everybody in my community is losing their homes. Through foreclosures," Davis said. "The water is not good. They have Legionnaire's disease. They're dying, and nobody speaks truth. We have a president in President Trump that's really trying. He really trying to drain and swamp down in Washington just like up here in Michigan. Everybody's business is closed, which is scary. All I see is the Democrats trying to control this nation with fear. It cannot work." Polak said, "President Trump is speaking more directly to poor people than Democrats are." Davis described Democrats as condescending towards poor people. "All the Democrats do is treat poor people as crackheads," Davis said. "They only give us entitlements. In Flint, people are in line for food daily. They're in line for water, and most of them are on buses. So they don't have the capacity to take cases of water home on a bus, so they're left out. President Trump did a stipend check that everybody was so happy to receive, because why? That's the first time any president reached down, to where it really affected every resident. They felt included without separation, with no qualification." Davis said Democrats filter taxpayer dollars designated for welfare purposes through nonprofits they control and benefit from. "Ain't no qualification in the food line, but any time it comes to a dollar, the Democrat Party releases it in the name of a nonprofit that they benefited off," explained Davis. He highlighted the $600 million settlement agreed to between the state of Michigan and Flint residents whose health was harmed by contaminated drinking water as an example of partisan graft. 90% of the $600 million dollars. The Democrats, I guess, or whoever, they decided to say the money goes to the youth, kids 0 to 6 years old, Davis noted. "You can't give money to minors, so what did they do? They come up with programs to qualify, such as Michelle Obama coming with healthy eating and all this other stuff. They're taking money out of one pocket, putting it in the other instead of helping these residents. And then you have to prove you're affected by water when the zip code in the area you're living in indicates you were affected by the water. They always come up with a way of working around helping people, so we have no help. Davis identified the disinterest of the Black Lives Matter campaign with respect to Black victims of Black criminals. Civil unrest happening in America is just like in a communist society, Davis assessed. America is becoming lawless. They want to defund the police. We cannot sustain ourselves as a nation without control. Democratic Party, operating under the auspices of what they call Black Lives Matter. Clearly they don't, because when Black folks kill Black folks, nothing is said. Reflexive left-wing and Democrat derision of Trump supporters as racists and white supremacists is losing impact, Davis remarked. He recalled former Vice President Joe Biden's claim that Black Americans ain't Black if they support Trump. The atmosphere of the country is changing, Davis estimated. It's becoming more divisive. They push the narrative that Trump supporters are racists, and that lie has to be stopped. Oftentimes, I heard President Trump speak of fake news. I found that to be absolutely true that I stand up. And it's called taking a vote. I am a Democrat. But I come to find out the GOP Get Out the Vote campaign for Black folks means you're not Black unless you vote Democrat, and that came out of Biden's mouth. That was the straw that broke the camel's back. Davis continued, "Let me tell you something, Mr. Biden. I've been Black all my life and poor, as well. It's not a vote. It's a dictatorship with the Democrats and Biden. A vote should be a choice. Black folks are so intimidated that I've been threatened. I've been called an Uncle Tom and a bootlicker. In the age of 2020, we're living in a society of slavery where the Black votes must be the Democrat," Davis added. "That's got to change. I'm not going to do it another second. I have my own voice." Breitbart News Tonight broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125 weeknights from 9 p.m. to midnight Eastern or 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific.